Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Lamed Zayin, Menachos 37. And today's Daf Yomi comes along Puimo and he asks the question of Rebbe. And this question is so startling that they actually want to throw him out of the Beis Medrash. And that was one of the reactions. The Puimo comes along and he says, we know that you're supposed to wear the tefillin, and the Gemara is discussing where exactly on the head the tefillin is supposed to go. So the question he says is, somebody has two heads. Mishayishol shnei rashim, be'ezem meha miniach tefillin. If he has two heads, on which head should he wear the tefillin? And the way some of the commentaries explain it is, we know when it comes to a hand, you're supposed to wear it on the left hand. So that's because it was specifically about the hand that it's the left, side. So, but maybe in general, we're supposed to do something on our right side. So which head should we wear the tefillin on? The left side, or the left head, or the right head? So when Rebbe asked this question to Puimo, Rebbe got very upset, and he gave him two choices. He says, "O kum gawei, o kabel lach shemait shemasa." He says, "Look, either the literal way to understand this is, he says, either get out and exile yourself, or else or else you're going to be excommunicated." And the simple way of reading this is that Rebbe is just horrified at this ridiculous question, this reductio ad absurdum of saying you're going to keep pushing the legality here and the technicalities, and now you're coming to a point, you're literally asking me about which head a person who has two heads on. We know that people don't have two heads. And so Rebbe told him, either get out or you're going to be exiled. So that's the way, the simple reading. Other commentaries want to say, no, he's saying there isn't anything here. Go into exile, you'll find it in other countries. That's where they actually have people with two heads. Meanwhile, the Gemara comes along, and the Gemara tells a story which seems to contradict Rebbe's idea, because it says, Adahachi, in the meantime, what happened? Asahu Gavra, a man came along, and Amarle, and this man said to Rebbe, after Rebbe had just thrown out Puimo, he came along and he said, Isyodli Yanuka Disle Tre Reshi. He said, I had a child, and this child has two heads. We know that, these things sometimes happen. He doesn't know what to do. So Kama Ba'inon L'Mesav. He says that his question for Rebbe was, we know that you're supposed to do Pidyon HaBen. You're supposed to redeem your child. So in this case, he wants to know, Kama Ba'inon L'Mesav L'Kohen. How much Selah do I need to give to the Kohen? Generally speaking, for Pidyon HaBen, you're supposed to give 5 slime. But this child has two heads, so does he have to give 2? Does he have to give 2 times 5, which is he has to give 10 slime? Also, who Saba Tanule. So there was a Saba who came, and the commentaries here point out that generally speaking, when it says Ahu Saba, that in Shas, that this is a reference to Eliyahu and Navi. That's what Tosfos tells us in Maseches Chulin. So the Eliyahu and Navi's explanation, according to Tosfos, is that you're supposed to give him 10 slayim, chayav l'tenlo asar slayim, that he's supposed to give for each one its own unique pigeon, each one, therefore he's supposed to give 10 slayim. And so the Gemara challenges this. How could he be saying that you have to give 10 slayim? V'atani rami bar chama, mitoch shenemar pado tiftes b'chor adam, because the verse states you shall redeem the b'chor. I might think afiru nitraf b'toch shloshim, even if he's going to die within 30 days, you still have to redeem him, says the verse. Tamu l'bar ach, and the word ach, pado tifteh, is chalak, that if he's going to die within 30 days, you don't have to redeem him. And so therefore, in this case, this child is certainly, Rahman al-Tzlan, going to die. And so therefore, why do you have to give the 10 salayim? So the Gemara says, yeah, in general, that's the case. But this case with the child is different, because the begulgolas tola rahmana, that the Torah is saying it's dependent upon the gulgolas, each head. And so therefore, since there's specifically 5 selah for each head, therefore, in this case, the child, even though the child is a trefa, they would have to give 10 salayim to redeem him. So that's the simple way to read the Gemara. That in this case, even though generally speaking, a trefa or somebody die under 30 days, we don't redeem. In this case, with the two heads, you would have to give the pidyon HaBen. But the Tosfos says about Rebbe's point, because what does Rebbe do? His reaction was he was going to throw Puimo out of the Beis Medrash. And so therefore, Tosfos asks, yeah, there is none in this world. Rebbe was going to throw him out because in this world we don't have it. But we know that there's a Midrash Ashmadai, and the Ashmadai came, the king of the demons, and came to Shlomo HaMelech, and he said that he gave birth, Ashmadai gave birth to a person that had two heads. And he brought this person before Shlomo, and then what happened was that this person married a woman, and from this person who married a woman, he had one child who had two heads and one child who had one head. And so then they came before Shlomo Melech and said, since he has two children, one of the children has two heads, they wanted to know if the child with the double heads gets a double portion or not, because he has two heads. Maybe he should inherit like two people. And so Tosfos doesn't give the answer to that question. He doesn't tell us the answer, but we see from here, first of all, the important point that even though we think the question is ridiculous at times, sometimes these questions, which we think are the most ridiculous questions when we push the law to its limit, actually are the questions that really that will happen sometimes. And so therefore that's what the Midrash Hashmadai was telling us. But to me, when I read this Gemara, when he talks about how can you put on tefillin with two heads, I don't think Rebbe was saying that he should leave the base Midrash because it was such a ridiculous question. But really Rebbe was saying, if you have two heads, how can you wear tefillin? The two heads are symbolic. The head represents our dedication to Ol Malcha Shamayim, our dedication to the yoke of heaven. And if a person is at two heads, meaning that with one hand they reject God, on the other hand they accept God, why is that person coming to wear tefillin? When it comes before tefillin, when we come to wear the head, the tefillin of Hashem, we're focused. We're focused on our service to Hashem. And so therefore, that's why Rebbe was trying to exile, saying you should go into exile. You want to put on tefillin with two heads? No, when it comes to tefillin, we have to be completely dedicated to Hashem Yisparach.